Hey, it's Randy Miles talking to Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we're going to resume what we left off with 2 weeks ago. We're talking about home buying, but there's a lot to prepare for before you go into buying a home. And you told me something about a Clue report, and I am clueless. So fill me in.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're returning to our roots here on Take Control Tuesday, where we started with home buying. We're going to take another look at it now in the 2020s. But everybody knows you need credit to get a mortgage in order to buy a home. But there's another type of credit report out there that many people don't know about, and it's called the Clue Report. It's C-L-U-E. Is the abbreviation and stands for the Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange. And what it is, it's your insurance history that's being collected by a company called NexusLexis. It's a data company, and they have a risk management solution that they call Clue. Now, because it's like a credit report, you're entitled to a copy of it. And you should know what's on your Clue report. The information on the Clue report stays there 7 years, much like a credit report. Wow. But here's what's on a Clue report. There are two of them. The first one is on a specific property. So any insurance losses that are on that property, there's a record of them. So any claims that you have made. Now listen, if you're buying a house, you want to see the Clue report to see if there have been any claims, because a lot of times fire and those kind of things can be repaired to a place where you can't see them on visual inspection. So if you're buying, get a copy of the Clue report. Now, the homeowner has to provide that, but you should be able to see it. The other part of the Clue report is your auto insurance claims. Now, Randy, here in Detroit, we really shouldn't have to tell people that they need to do everything possible to make sure that they're being charged fairly on their auto insurance as high as it is. Right. So you want to check your Clue report to make sure there are no mistakes on it. So go to moneysmartlife.org. There'll be a link on the homepage to the blog post, and you can just get a copy of your own Clue report and start from there. Fix it if there are problems and find out what's there.
That is so much great information. I'm telling you, I had no idea about a Clue report, and now I have a clue.
Absolutely. And not only do you have a clue, but know what's on that Clue report. Because listen, with identity theft and all these other kind of things that go on, imagine having a false loss history on your auto insurance, and you're trying to figure out why your auto rates are so high. Might be the case.
Wow. Well, thank you so much again. Go to moneysmartlife.org.
And takecontroltuesday.com.